Donegal County Council are only now recruiting a vacant homes officer, and this should have happened. And you know, they need more than one. You know, Donegal is a big county. I would argue they need one in every single local electorate area. I think that's about six in Donegal. You know, they need to be engaging proactively, looking at the grants, looking at the incentives. But I just don't see it. And again, there's no drive from government around vacant property. These are not holiday homes I'm talking about. I'm talking about vacant properties. And people ask, where are they? If you go into every estate in Donegal, I guarantee you'll see a couple of vacant properties, some of them owned by the banks. You know, some of them, it's just heartbreaking. I have one on my own street. You know, it's just devastating to look at a perfectly good house that could be rented out, but the banks are in control. I don't know what they're doing. They're sitting on it. There's no stick, you know, there in terms of taxing them for sitting on a property that could be used. So, and it's infuriating because you're seeing families saying, I can't find anywhere to rent. I can't find anywhere to go. Some of them facing eviction. So I just say again, you know, where is the sense of emergency?
So you know, how does a vacant home officer convert that bank-owned house, probably a vulture fund house, into a usable property, and in what time frame in reality? You see, this is, you know, say we have a vacant home officer, what happens then? So what do they do? They compel the bank to sell it to them? Do they buy it at market rate? You know, like, how does it work? How does that person convert that house into accommodation for someone?
Well, I suppose the first thing would be, if I were a vacant homes officer, we'll say in Letterkenny or Inishowen or Stranorder electoral areas, or Milford and North Donegal,
Donegal,
and of course, you know, you have Glanties, you have Donegal, you know, wherever you'd be, I would sit down with the local councillors first, right? I'd be looking for a meeting with the banks. I'd be asking the banks, what properties are you holding on your portfolio right now that are not being rented or not for sale? You know, I'd be talking to local councillors. I'd be talking to local community organisations, inviting submissions urgently, right? And then you start to engage with land registry searches if you don't have the information available. Who owns the property? So you're sitting down and you're first of all starting with the carrot, and you're saying, what can we do to get this property back in, either for rent or for sale, into the housing market? So it's that type of, but it needs to be in every electoral area, and it needs to be a sense of urgency for the foreseeable future. And like, I'm convinced that if that approach is taken, you'll free up a good percentage of those houses that can play a crucial role in this housing crisis.